Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Williams Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 19th, this week, at 106 Schuyler Street, the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Speed Center in Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required, to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
N2OIQ mobile.
N2OIQ mobile. Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else is coming in and that's receiving. Well, we're camping here at Whitaker Park, just outside of Martinsburg. We've been here since Friday, and we're staying here for the week. And just checking this mobile here, see if I can get into the net in Boomville. So I'm receiving it here really well, so that's good. Anyways, it's 9 o'clock, and things are kind of quiet here. Everybody's settled down for the night. Anyway, so, it's a lot of fun. We're on the cool side, but we got a travel trailer, so we're staying nice and warm. It's daytime, you know, if you don't wander around, it's kind of on the cool side, but anyways, that's part of camping, I guess. You got to take the good with the bad, and hopefully by the middle of the week, it's supposed to be up in the 70s, so we'll see what happens. Back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. And to YQ, we'll see you Tuesday night. And I hope to be on the net tomorrow night. And to YQ, clear.
All right, Dan. Well, we'll definitely catch you there on Tuesday. At least that's my plan. I got it here in my calendar, and it's supposed to text me a message when it's an hour before the meeting. So I'm doing everything I can to make sure I make it this time. But, okay, well, have fun up there camping, and we plan on doing some of that here this week, too, here at some point. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2DFD.
Okay, it's KD2DFD. Are there any other check-ins? KD2DFD, good evening. What's going on tonight?
How are you, Jeff? It's Pete. I'm doing well. Up for Woodsman's Field Day with the family, and just enjoying the outdoors right now, looking at the sky, sitting out on the picnic table with the portable, and just contemplating what we're going to do for the week. So I was thinking if I could come up and meet you at one of the meetings. It's been kind of hard to do that with the schedule. But I just looked at the calendar and realized that the third Thursday falls this week, so I hope to see you there. And if you could just remind me of what the time is. So I hope to see you there.
Well, the meeting's on Tuesday, and it's going to be this Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville. There should be a few of us there. And you're more than welcome to come on in.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I might have said Thursday, but Tuesday. So, look forward to meeting some of the people I speak to on the net. So I'll let you get back to calling other stations. 73's KD2DFD.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully we'll see you there Tuesday. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2WI.
IMAOW, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
We're down to 60 degrees, and I'm doing the kidney stone boogie today, so I've been kind of under the weather, so I'm well medicated at this point. Over.
Oh, that again. Boy, you seem to get them pretty frequently. Well, best of luck to you on it. I understand they're quite painful. So my wife just had one here not that long ago, so I know firsthand watching it anyway that it's definitely painful. Well, hopefully they got you on the good stuff there, and you can get some sleep tonight and relax. But all right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. Good luck with it, and maybe hopefully we'll see you there at the meeting on Tuesday. All right, KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
Hi. Main HF rig here, my 746 Pro, finally gave up after many years of... Every once in a while, I would be doing this forever. Not quite put out full power, and a couple times it's not, kind of not put out any at all. And I'd flip to a different band or do something, and it would be fine. And I figured sooner or later it was just going to quit. I put off sending it in for repair. Just now it's a definite failure. It's probably easier to figure out what it is and fix it. So, it's a big radio, so it's going to cost a few, it's going to cost quite a bit just to ship. And I got to figure out where to send it. I think probably the guy up in Maine gets really good reviews. I got to go look on the eham.net reviews and maybe the 746 Pro Yahoo group and then see what the current best opinion is, and then contact whoever, make arrangements to send it in, and at least it'll be we're kind of getting into the radio weather here when it's getting dark earlier and the weather isn't quite as nice, but I don't think it'll take too long to get done. I have two other radios, actually. I have my 7000 here, which I pulled out of the car because I had to take that in for some work. And so I got that set up temporarily for HF. And I never did go to the Woodsman's Field Days. I went down yesterday. I got there about halfway through the canoe race. And basically just sat there with Dick. And then I went to a garage sale or two and was going to go in and play the just... You know, the parade was going on, and even the back way, so to speak, was just jam-packed. And I said, forget this, I'm hungry. I turned around. I went down to Kew to drive in and had lunch there. And stopped into an estate sale down there, picked up a combination DVD, VCR for $5, which supposedly works. And that's going to replace the one that my parents have that the DVD quit working on. Boy, I was tempted. They had an old, was a Macintosh amp, a mono amp, and a Scott tuner, tube type, and I don't know what the preamp was. It didn't have a name on it. I don't know if it was a Scott or if it was a Macintosh. But, you know, they would have been probably, they weren't too bad. They might have been somewhat projects, especially the power amp. And, you know, potentially could have been a few $100 or more. You know, that old tube gear, especially the big name stuff like that, is sought after. But I just said no. The guy says, "What would what would it take?" You know, he said it's been sitting here, et cetera. And I said, "Well, I don't know if I want it, even if you gave it to me. If he had said, well, you know, I'll give it to you, I probably would have taken it, but." I thought about it two or three times, and I said, no, I just don't need another project. The thing is good to sit here, and you know, I may have passed up $1,000, but I don't know, and I just don't need anything else, so I decided against that. And a couple other things, found a couple geocaches down that way, and swapped my Escort for my Tracker, because the Escort's got some clunky going on, and I think it's either brake calipers are loose, or front strut or something. And, anyway, that was yesterday. And, today I got on the HF, and then, like I said, the radio quit on me. Had to swap. And then, finally got my snowmobile off the trailer. Now I have the tow vehicle back. I've had it back and forth, but I've always been too busy to do that. And I hooked it up so I could, you know, have a stable trailer to pull the thing off, cut the grass, stuff like that. Just kind of working around, and I just sat down and sort of channeled for a little while. Well, that was my weekend. Probably go up to the Allen County Amateur Radio Club meeting and then come back, maybe stop at the Cruise Inn in, at the Cayuta, and go to the Boonville meeting. Sounds like tomorrow's going to be nice but not warm, and Tuesday's going to be, I guess, fairly warm. And then Wednesday's going to be warm or warmer, but maybe thunderstorms, so who knows, you know, typical weather keeps changing. KC2WI. All right, Pete.
Well, sounds like you had a busy weekend there anyway. Yeah, I didn't get up to the woods. I went up there for the Grease Bowl climb, and then that was about all I saw. That I didn't really get in there. A lot of people this year, so I guess they had a good turnout, as usual. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and have a good one there this week, and I got a little project going on up there at camp this weekend, putting up in the second one of them yurts there, so gonna be doing that. And, well, I'm actually taking quite a few days off to go up there and kind of hang out and do some fishing and swimming and whatever, so. All right, have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
I guess Pete and everyone else that's on the frequency this evening. Not a whole lot. I got a few more things done in the garage than I planned to, and just took the day as it came along. Had a couple of things I wanted to get done, a couple little odds and ends I rearranged and made things a little bit more organized and roomier, and feel good about that, so worked out pretty good. I take these days that aren't so good and I get these kind of things done. Gives me a whole lot more free time when the weather is good, so that works out real well. These are things that I wanted to do for countless months. I wanted to get most of this done back in spring, never got to it. So that's pretty much the sum total of the day today. And we sat and relaxed and watched a movie and had dinner, and that was it. So I'll return it back to you and 5AOW.
All right, Bill, we're good. Glad you got a bunch done today, and it's always nice when you can manage to do that. So I hear you. I didn't do anything today, so you got me beat. I think I watched a movie, so I caught, you know, I'm with you there, but that was about it, the extent of my day, really. I took a big, long nap, and I've just been kind of a real lazy bum today, so, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I wish I could do that more often. So, all right. Well, thanks, Bill. You guys have a good evening up there on the lake, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, I think I pretty much described my day. I really took it easy. There wasn't a lot I wanted to do. Getting ready to dig up a bunch of potatoes here, probably Tuesday. I took out a test batch of them there the other day, and they're ready to go. So, looking forward to getting them in, and boy, we got some pumpkins growing in the garden this year that were, you know, they're kind of hidden underneath all them big leaves. You don't see them, and we got three real big ones in there. So, and they're not even close to turning orange yet. So they're going to get a lot bigger unless something comes along and eats them. So one of them's huge. I don't even know how to describe how big it is, but I was really surprised. I never had much luck with them. But well, that's about it. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of the amateur use. I'd like to thank Dan, Pete, Ray, and Pete, and Bill for checking in tonight. And say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
do a quick call up and to our fire here.
KB2KLJ for the United County Traffic Emergency at Octon. Currently on the 145-17 stations. Come now, please, for Octon.
This is N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
VOW, good evening. No traffic.
WBX Dennis and N5AOW Bob. Thank you both for checking out. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Four stations, with or without traffic. Final call for Octon. Okay, nothing else there. Dennis, 7-3, and thanks for checking in, and N5AOW. Bob, thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. Hope to hear you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, correct?